The General Services Administration has popped a new plan to help the government improve how it buys and manages professional services. Now, this is a big target. Agencies spend nearly $63 billion a year in this category. It ranges from real estate to financial to social services. Tiffany Hickson is the Professional Services Category Executive in the GSA's Federal Acquisition Service. She tells Executive Editor Jason Miller about how industry and agency feedback can help set the agenda for 2017 and beyond.
The plan is focused on really four key areas. And the first is really developing and fleshing out a supplier relationship management strategy and engagement approach that we're really looking for feedback specifically from industry on. And there'll be a Google Doc that folks can inform for industry to provide us with some feedback on where we need to focus and how we can establish really repeatable processes in terms of how we're engaging industry from a government-wide professional services perspective. The second focus area is really in understanding our spend. And so this past summer, we've been doing a deep dive on professional services spend of the $63 billion on average that gets spent on professional services government-wide. Right now, about 40% of that is characterized as other, so you can't really tell what that is. So we've got a team of folks that have really been rolling up their sleeves and working with the agencies to work through what's in that other category with the goal of, do we need to have some other type of PSC codes, some other type of coding process in the future, so we've got more clarity in terms of what that spend is, just so we can really establish a baseline for what that spend looks like. So in our FY17 planning, we can really start to work as an interagency community to focus on, okay, here's what we're spending on, where are real pain points in terms of that spend, and start to think through how to provide either better best practices, better buying approaches, where are there ways that we can leverage, you know, how we're buying certain types of services and that kind of thing. We're also working through categorizing that spend to make sure that we've got the right subcategory structure. The initial structure given to us as a draft from OFPP didn't really reflect how the government goes to market. In our initial look at that spend, we probably really want to restructure that so it really aligns with how industry is providing those services to us versus how it looks, you know, from a government perspective in our federal procurement data system.
So the idea behind the strategic plan is twofold. Number one, to give agencies kind of a path of what you guys see as important and the path you're going forward to really bring professional services under better management. The second piece of this, I imagine, is for industry, so they understand your path forward. So let me start with the agency side. What should they be looking at this, and how should they be, when they look at the plan and offering comments and feedback, what are some of the things that you want them to really take a look at?
The agencies that are very engaged in the professional services space support a development of the plan. And so this isn't from, you know, Tiffany Hickson saying, hey, this is where we need to go. This is really the interagency team that has come together and said, these are the areas that we need to focus on, and that's how we're building the strategic plan.
And I think that you have chief acquisition officers or you have category management experts, but you don't necessarily have the contracting officers, the program managers, the people at that lower level. Did you get down that far?
Oh, we have. In terms of, I'm very, very fortunate from a professional services category perspective. We have some very senior leaders that are engaged on our interagency working group. Ken Brennan from DOD, for example. And we also have program managers and frontline strategic sourcing managers that are providing us with feedback in terms of the strategic plan. I do think from a contracting officer perspective, you know, where we really see engagement from COs and program managers and CORs is really on the acquisition gateway side. The kind of tools that they want, what are the things that they want to see, where are their pain points in terms of buying professional services. Our calc tool and the development of that labor category comparison tool was driven directly from frontline program managers and contracting officers. They said that is, out of all the choices that we've got out right now, do that one first. And has really, really been well received by the community. So they are very engaged in helping us really think through what do they need from a best practices and sharing perspective.
So then this, what you guys are releasing really is for the industry side, for them to start offering comments back?
Yeah, we've been pretty focused internally, right? It's been a government, inside government discussion, and this is our first opportunity to really open this up for industry comment so we can start to get their feedback as we develop our FY17 plan.
Industry, I've heard several times, is there's a lot of concern, maybe hesitation around services, category management, strategic sourcing, when you start mixing those terms together. And then when you talk about the comparison tool under Calc, there's a labor categories. It's also a concern that someone who's considered a number two engineer versus a number two engineer versus number two engineer, they're not all the same people. And you can't just say they are $35 an hour or $50 an hour, or even there's a range of $35 to $50 an hour. How are you dealing with that concern?
Both industry and senior government leaders are in the same space in professional services. That it is about doing the acquisition process and how we're buying professional services better. And really through the hallway, sharing those best practices. How do you do good performance-based contracts? What are the right metrics for measuring outcomes in acquisitions for professional services? Yes, we have to look at labor category rates. I mean, we have pricing work really when we're looking at proposals that we have to do. It's just part of the process, right? So that's a tool. But really, both sides are very focused on what do we need to do to improve the quality of professional services contracting, and that's really what senior leaders in government want us to focus on too. I mean, that was absolutely the first thing that those senior leaders said in our first interagency working group meeting. So the good news is, you know, really the community is aligned on both sides.
But do you hear the concerns from industry when it comes to this idea that professional services is much harder to put in a box than if you're buying a computer or a laptop, or even if you're buying pens and pencils like office supplies? It's a much different thing, and it's not such a cut and dry issue. Are you hearing that from industry? Is that what you maybe hope the strategic plan helps start answering some of those questions?
I'm absolutely hearing that from industry, and I'm having a hard time, I think, sometimes communicating that we have the same concern, that professional service is not commodities. And from a category management perspective, it's a completely different ball of wax. We really have to be looking at this strategically. How do you improve the acquisition process? There are other cost drivers that we haven't even started to identify, and it has nothing to do with the unit price of an engineer. So, and I'm really hoping that by, you know, sharing the plan publicly, they can see we are taking baby steps, right? Our initial steps in building a foundation where we can really be focused on those larger, more strategic outcomes.
First question is, what's the timing around the strategic plan? You get input back for 30 days, 60 days, and then what happens next?
It's about 30 days. I think we're looking to get a feedback from an industry from, it might be 45. We'll go ahead and consolidate that feedback, and then we're really looking to the fall conferences to package that feedback and share that back with industry. Before we share it back with industry, we'll also be sharing it at the same time with the Professional Services Interagency Working Group as we begin to build our FY17 plan. So we should have our FY17 plan, and I know we'll already be in at FY17, but you know, I tried. And the November timeframe, we should have that finalized. But I really want to make sure that we don't go through the exercise of getting all the feedback and then not really having a formal way to share that. So we'll be doing blogs and publishing it publicly and that kind of thing. But I really think the association conferences in the fall is a nice way for us to be able to share that more largely with the community.
And then going forward, what are some of the big goals that's in the strategic plan? What are you trying to accomplish through it?
By the end of this year, we want to have the professional services spend government-wide baselined. And so we really understand what's going to small business, what we're spending our funds on, given that a big chunk of that is a little murky in terms of the data sets that we have today, and sharing that out with the larger community in terms of our findings there. I'd like for us to settle on the underlying construct for the category from us, how do we view that spend? So we need to settle on what the subcategories are, that kind of thing. So get that done. Another major accomplishment for us this year was to get the preferred use policy out for identity protection services so we can start to really see that spend and what's happening in that space. And really the goal of that is to transform really that BPA into a SIN under schedules, and we're starting that work this summer. And we also have some enhancements in terms of our digital tools that we're trying to wrap up by the end of this fiscal year. So those are really the spend is really in the spend analysis has been, you know, the heavy lift. Some of the policy stuff is actually easier to get through than the federal procurement data information that we've got.
It's fascinating that you said 40% or so of the spend under professional services is categorized as other. Mm-hmm. So imagine that's what you're really digging into, is what is really the other. And then you mentioned the product service codes, maybe re-looking at those, because mm-hmm. maybe the reason why people are categorizing it as others because they don't know where it belongs is that's part of this effort.
Oh, absolutely. And I think just some of our initial findings are it's exactly that. In particular for the large integration contracts, it's not a this and it's not a that, so it goes into, you know, other. And I really think that there's probably some room for us to have some additional PSC codes that really kind of capture those larger integration type contracts. I think that'll be helpful. But it certainly isn't because people aren't being attentive. It's just we just don't have the right coding structure in place.
Tiffany Hickson is the Professional Services Category Executive in GSA's Federal Acquisition Service. You can hear the full interview anytime at federalnewsradio.com.